Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the seventh week in ordinary time, and from Canada we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Accept the Good Wherever You Find It.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. John, one of the disciples, said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he was not following us. But Jesus said, Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. The Gospel of the Lord. These are the words of a great person, a marvelous teaching given us by Jesus. What he's saying is, don't be small and closed in on yourself. Be open and happy and free. Take good wherever you find it. Jesus came to do a very special mission, and casting out demons is part of the story. So let's ask some questions. Do we have demons in our lives somewhere? What are our demons? Naming is a wonderful exercise that we humans can do. And to name a thing gives us a kind of power over it, because it sets it in order and clarity in our consciousness. When we name our children, for example, we are not looking for power over them, but we are giving them an identity. We are establishing them in a place and a position where they will be, hopefully, respected and loved. Naming our demons, on the other hand, means that we can cast them out. Well then, what are they? Do we really have demons? Yes, I think we do. St. Paul gives us quite a list. Out of the heart, he says, come evil thoughts, murder, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. That's what Jesus says. So, the root of sin is in our hearts. Most of us don't do the big ones, but there's one big, sort of clean, often overlooked one, and that is envy. And jealousy is sort of the other side of it. So his disciples, it seems, are jealous of their new status as followers of this amazing teacher and miracle worker. They're his followers, and they want to be special and remain that way. But along comes someone else doing the same thing and in Jesus' name, and they seem to envy him his success. Hey, this is our job, so you guys stop. Stop what? Stop doing good, is what they're saying. And Jesus gives us some very important lessons here. Firstly, never stop anyone from doing a good thing. And secondly, embrace good wherever you find it. So, yes, I think that's the teaching from today's gospel. Is look for the good and applaud it whenever and wherever we see it. God bless you.